This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, some of the meanest people on this earth that the average person is afraid of, man, woman, child, it's not a librarian, it's not a politician, it's not a doctor, it's not even Al-Qaeda. The one individual that I would say almost the entire world would probably fear just a little bit, and the hair on the back of their head, a back of their neck will just kind of get all, is a high school coach, right? High school coaches are terrifying. Just terrifying. My kid's football coach when he played was this one of the scariest guys out there. They threaten you. They, say everything that's not in a dictionary at you. And you really don't have an option of saying no. Well, unfortunately, an investigation has had to now take place because a high school coach forced cheerleaders into doing painful splits, and a video has gone viral. Seeing these cheerleaders, these young girls scream in pain. A number of coaches and school administrators in a Colorado district have been placed on leave after a series of disturbing videos showing this happen while they're being pushed into splits. Now, how many of you guys have ever been able to do the splits? Okay, girls seem to have a little easier time than guys. But if your ligaments and your hips and that ball and socket does not want to, glide in its socket to do what it needs to do for you to be able to have those, vertical splits, it could be painful as hell. Denver police are involved now. They're investigating the videos showing 8 cheerleaders at Denver's East High School repeatedly being pushed into splits while their arms were being held up by teammates. The station said the videos were shot on the phones of 2 team members and were sent anonymously to the station. In one video obtained by 9 News, incoming freshman Allie Wakefield was screaming in pain while her legs and arms were being pushed down by teammates, and the cheerleading coach, Ozell Williams, repeatedly yells, "Please stop." Wait a second. No. No, the coach didn't say stop. She kept saying, "Please stop." And the coach, as well as the kids, were pushing her. Williams has been placed on leave, but he was slated to begin his first year as a coach at the school. Allie's mother wrote an email to the school's athletic director, Lisa Porter, in June regarding a video of the forced split. She goes, "I have attached a video of the forced splits she and other team members were forced to do at cheerleading camp and practices, unless they had a doctor's note. This is how Allie injured her leg. My husband and I would like to know what the administration is going to do about my daughter's injury and how it happened." Now, already a number of parents have reportedly made complaints to the school, they should, and about the coach and the administration for months. Police said they have launched an investigation Wednesday into the incident. Denver Public School Superintendent Tom Boesberg called the videos very distressing. He and the school's principal, assistant principal, cheer coach, assistant, and a lawyer have been placed on leave. They even have the lawyer, a district lawyer, placed on leave. Now, you know this is bad. So, seen what I've seen with high schools and students coming in with injuries, and, I think there are a lot more coaches out there that are, dictatorial, narcissistic, having these Napoleon complex attitudes towards these kids and drill sergeant them to the point that they're hurting themselves. I told you, a bunch of the kids were working out in the sun, and it was horrible. It was August, you know, pre-football practice. They were in full gear in the afternoon. It was hotter than heck. But the funny thing is these coaches have more power than administrators. Apparently an administrator told the coach, look, these kids are out of need. The administrator tried to do something, and that coach screamed obscenities at the administrator. These coaches have a lot of power, and we give them the power because these games bring in money. Wins, medals, honors, trophies bring in clout. School districts, you know, want to have the quant. And so these coaches start to, you know, refuel their attitudes and their, you know, dictatorialness and have a lot more control than I think they should in an administrative hierarchy. And, you know, it's interesting because going to medical school, you would see students later become residents, and then these residents become doctors. And you would see how, as the aging process occurred, some of them would turn to the younger ones and give them a hard time. And, you know, just like with hazing and fraternity, you know, when you're, you know, a pledge, you know, you get hazed and you get dumped on, and then all of a sudden when you get to be in that position, you get to turn around and haze and dump on somebody else. And again, it's unfortunately part of our evolutionary instinct. You know, as an animal, you can't wait to be in that alpha role, and then you get to alpha eyes, if that's a verb we could use, to alpha eyes, okay? Unfortunately, I see this far too many times, and people just are outright jerks. And they're, this power feeding frenzy. You know, people wonder, you know, how could Hitler be such a, you know, murderer? Okay, now the guy was psycho, and it sounds like he also did speed and drugs, you know, and a whole variety of things. But power in and of itself can be very addictive, and it can be very fueling to bad behaviors. You hope that people in powerful roles don't become jerks. But unfortunately, we see this with coaches. You know, they have a captive audience. They can make these kids do whatever they want. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, ground meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So swine flu has killed almost 1,100 people in India over the last 8 months. Nobody's talking about this. They say India is in the grip of a swine flu outbreak with 1,094 recorded deaths as of yesterday. The last 3 weeks have seen the highest number of fatalities, about 342 people died in the last 3 weeks. Now, these are deaths being reported, close to 1,100 deaths in the last 8 months. Over 22,000 cases have been reported across the country. They say the number of deaths this year is four times more than fatalities recorded over the equivalent period back in 2016, where we saw a dip in the occurrences. They say the western state of Maharashtra is the worst affected, where the death toll stands at 437, according to data revealed from the Union Health Ministry. And then neighboring Gujarat follows closely with 297 deaths. Now, India experienced a severe swine flu wave a couple of years ago. Health officials had to scramble, and that killed almost 2,000 people. So, in 2016, there was a dip in the number of deaths. There were only 265. But still, people are dying of swine flu. They say the country saw its most crippling outbreak in the pandemic years of 2009-2010. That's when the virus affected around 50,000 people and claimed 2,700 lives across the country. So, Dr. Sanjay Gururaj, medical director at Shanthi Hospital, a private clinic, told the BBC that it was not mandatory for a private hospital to report its numbers to the government database. So these numbers could be an underestimation. Now, we talked about swine flu. Swine flu is from an influenza type A. And it's the H1N1, and we talked about the proteins on the surface, the hemagglutinins, the neuraminidase, the different ways to identify viral strains. And this H1N1 is a part of our trivalent and quadrivalent flu vaccine. Okay, so I don't want anybody, too freaked out about this. We do vaccinate against H1N1. I'm just hoping that we aren't seeing any new strains, and I'm hoping that the H1N1, you know, they're watching very closely to make sure that, you know, we're matching it as good as we can. Originated in pigs, it is now a human disease spread by coughing and sneezing. All right, if we got hit with the swine flu in 2009, 2010, it was horrible. It was one of the worst flus I ever felt. I remember getting sick in May of all times. Symptoms, very similar. Flu, fever, cough, sore throat, body aches, chills. Vulnerable groups include pregnant women, children under 5, those over 65, those with serious medical conditions. And they say the virus first appeared in Mexico in 2009, then it rapidly spread around the world. So we'll keep you guys posted, but this, it's all about what's going on in the government and, you know, the fights between, Mitch McConnell and President Trump and what he tweeted. And, I mean, you know, this stuff, this is newsworthy. You know, if it wasn't for the hurricane and the Gulf of Mexico, I don't think anything else would be covered except what Trump tweeted. It's really getting ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. There is a new disease that causes AIDS-like symptoms, but it's occurring in people that don't even have HIV. Researchers have identified a mysteriously new disease that has left scores of people in Asia and some in the United States with AIDS-like symptoms, but they don't have HIV. What they think happened is their immune systems became damaged, so they acquired a syndrome due to their immunodeficiency, which is what AIDS is. AIDS is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. It's a syndrome you're not born with. You acquire it, and you acquire this syndrome of diseases because you're immunodeficient. HIV is the number one cause of AIDS, but technically other things can cause AIDS. Okay? So when the patient's immune systems become damaged, they can't fend off germs like healthy people can. And these types of germs are, like a PCP or mycoplasma, certain diseases can happen to people with the lowest of low immune systems. They say what triggers it is not unknown, but the disease does not seem to be contagious, thank God. They say this is another kind of acquired immune deficiency that is not inherited and occurs in adults, but doesn't spread the way AIDS does through a virus. Dr. Sarah Brown, a scientist at National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, helped lead the study with researchers in Taiwan and Thailand. Most of the cases have been found there since 2004. She said it's absolutely fascinating. She said, I've seen probably at least 3 patients in the last 10 years or so who have had this. Now, the other possibility is they could have HIV, and HIV is hiding. You know how there's been, you know, viral loads that have been negative and, you know, but I really believe them. I really believe that you can have an AIDS type syndrome without having HIV the cause. They say the disease develops around age 50 on average, does not run in the family. So they don't think it's a single gene. They say some patients have died of overwhelming infections. There was a seamstress, Kim Nguyen, seamstress from Vietnam, had lived in Tennessee since 1975. She got very ill with a persistent fever, infections throughout her bones, and other bizarre symptoms in 2009. She had been sick off and on, had visited Vietnam in 95, then again 2009. And they thought at first maybe she had tuberculosis. But then they were like, no. So that she was referred to specialists at the National Institute of Health. And then she spent a year in Bethesda at the NIH hospital. And she's still alive, and she's now being monitored for further treatment. But, again, we don't think it's contagious. But this just kind of, you know, reminds us that, you know, no matter how smart we get, you know, and no matter how much we think we, you know, can advance to the point where we could, you know, we can now combat AIDS. It's amazing what we could do. People who have AIDS, it's not a death threat anymore. You know, it's not where, you know, it's not a death sentence. You know, we are able to, you know, treat people and, you know, fight their bad infections. There's a lot of things we can do now. But now, then what happens as soon as we make that progress, we hear, well, there's other types of AIDS that you could get that's not viral mediated. So now how do we treat or prevent that? 1-877 Doc Dolly. Tuberculosis is in the news as 10 new cases of TB has been found at a Texas high school after a second round of testing. They say a second round of mandatory testing for students and staff at George Bush High School in Texas identified 10 new cases of tuberculosis, bringing the total number of cases discovered since May to 24. They say the first four patients had active TB, the other 20 are symptom-free. They say this is good news that all the testing identified no more active cases. All right? You know, the last thing we want is a huge outbreak. They say the first round of testing occurred back on June 19th. They discovered 10 cases among 228 students and staff. The second round was conducted on August 3rd, which revealed an additional 10 cases among the 559 students involved. Then, an additional 66 people were potentially exposed but are no longer enrolled in the school. They still have to be tested. Now, we've talked about tuberculosis. This is a bacteria that likes air. It's an air aerobe, an obligate aerobe. So the most common place it'll infect will be the lungs because that's where a lot of oxygen is. But you can also get tuberculosis in other parts of the body, extrapulmonary. You get in the kidney, you can get in the brain, you can get in the spine. These coughs can last greater than 3 weeks. You could have chest pain. You could have blood in the sputum. You could have weakness, fatigue, weight loss, lack of appetite, fever, chills, etc. But not all everybody who gets tuberculosis will get sick. Many times it'll become latent. Sometimes it could go away. But scary stuff. So these quote-unquote cases of TB do not necessarily mean they're active cases. I know one of you was like, I don't get it. They said no more active TB, but they just said there's 10 more cases. What they're talking about are 10 more positives coming up. And many times we will treat those that come up positive that have been exposed with the INH or rifampin. So we will treat them. It doesn't necessarily mean they have active contagious tuberculosis where they're coughing all over the place. And now we don't have to do the PPD skin test anymore. We could do a blood test, and that blood test helps eliminate a lot of false negatives. But scary stuff. That's at George Bush High School in Texas. I tell you, we had a little bit of a scare where somebody at one of the middle schools tested positive for tuberculosis and actually died. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my listeners who thinks her boyfriend is cheating on her sent me this article, and this is being written by Mail Online, The 14 Surefire Ways Your Partner is about to cheat or leave you. They interview Tracy Cox, who is a relationship expert, and these are her 14 signs. And we've talked about these many times on the show, but I don't think it's a bad idea to, you know, bring this up again, since obviously this is on some of my listeners' minds. And so this is more skewed towards if he's going to cheat on you. But when you, you know, when you hear what she writes, think about it either way. All right. So if you're a spouse or if your partner is talking a lot about someone new, they say people shut up once they're having an affair, but during the infatuation period, when they think it's innocent and nothing would ever happen, you might notice them chipper about it a lot. And they may not even realize that they have a crush on that person. And this is something that has been, we're talking about early signs. You know, now, you may have, though, if you have a partner who's very chipper and always talking about, you know, other people, well, then that's fine. But if they're usually quiet and they don't giggle or they don't seem to be as, I don't know, childish, and then all of a sudden you're noticing a little bit of a behavior change, and they just seem to be telling you about somebody at work and what they did and how, you know, that could be concerning. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they're cheating, but it could be a sign, according to her. All right, then, but this is where it's not even just the talking. It's all of a sudden it stops. It just stops. And then when you ask, oh, what's that guy doing or what's that girl doing at work? Oh, I don't know, nothing. That could be an issue. All right, because people start to clam up when they have an affair. If you notice there's something missing in your relationship, let's say you haven't had sex in the last 2 years. Let's say all of a sudden your partner's a workaholic, now never around. When things start to feel like, you know, we're not doing things together, that could be a sign. If he or she is irritable, or down and out, and then all of a sudden is in a very good mood, and, you know, you're like, well, you know, what is it? And you can't think what it is. It could be a sign. And again, I hate reading other relationship experts' tips or whatever, but, you know, with what we know from psychology, people's behavior can be a lot telling. Their you know, different nuances can tell you a lot. And I don't want people to be very, very suspicious, but I'm so sick and tired of hearing about people cheating on other people and it going on for such a long period of time, and people getting STDs, and if they saw the signs, they might have been able to protect themselves. So again, big mood changes. Also, like, let's say now they smell differently. They're now using new cologne or new perfume. Well, you know, you really didn't use cologne or perfume before. Why are you doing that? Oh, well, you know, somebody told me I smelled at work. Yeah, well, you know, that's deodorant. But why are you wearing a sexy cologne? That could be a sign, you know. Sometimes your partner may be less affectionate, but sometimes your partner can be now overly horny. If all of a sudden you're seeing a surge in sexual activity between you and your partner amidst these other signs, that could be an issue. You know, people think, oh, no, you know what? As long as they're having sex with me, they're not having an affair. That could be a cover. I can't tell you how many times people said, I don't understand this. Before I found out he cheated, our sex life was the best it ever was. Well, that's because the partner decided to step it up so things wouldn't seem as awkward or less loving at home. Now, if you're doing all the work in the relationship, and this happens a lot, where one of us is the ones that are really trying to make it work and the other one has checked out, that could be a problem. And, it, you know, for those of us that aren't cheating, you know, how many times do we really put work into the relationship? You know what a lot of us do wrong with our relationships, you know, when we're not cheating and we have a really good, solid relationship, is we have this little mental contest going on of her doing not as enough work as I, or he not doing enough, you know, as much work as I do. So if the dog takes a poop on the carpet, or if the garbage has to be taken out, I'm not going to do it because it's their turn. It is so dumb how many relationships are in trouble because there's this game that people play of, well, it's not my turn, and I need to set my boundaries, and I need to... One of the coolest things you could do to spice up a relationship is go outside the boundary. I'm not talking about fidelity. But, you know, let's say it's not your job. Let's say your wife is a homemaker, and God bless her for doing that, because that's more work than I could ever imagine with my 80-hour work weeks. But anyway, let's say you decide to go, honey, I'll pick up the kids for you. You know, take an afternoon off. I'll pick up the kids, I'll come home, and I'll cook dinner. Wow. What a turn on. That means you care about her, and you're putting time and energy into the relationship. You know, same thing, ladies. If the guy's doing all the yard work, you know, and, you know, he sleeps in one Saturday morning, and he was supposed to do yard work as soon as he wakes up Saturday morning, because those are his chores. You get out there, you do the yard work, so then when he wakes up, he goes out there, and it's done. Now, how many times would we do this? Rarely. Probably none. I haven't. Have I gone outside and picked up all the dog crap for my husband? Oh, hell no. Because I think to myself, if I do that once, then he's going to get used to it, and I'm going to be expected to do that. Well, you know, where are you guys getting that? You know, you could very easily let them know that this was a treat. You know, that even though everybody has certain duties, you guys switched it up a little bit. You know, and why do we have, you know, set jobs? Why can't, you know, people share picking up the kids or the laundry or the groceries or whatever? But, you know, sometimes just kind of, you know, change it up a little bit. Back to if somebody's cheating, you got to trust your instincts, okay? True, there's lots of overly paranoid people out there. But if you think somebody's cheating and you think something's not right, there's a good chance you're right, you know? And so, you know, this intuition we always blow off because we're so afraid of being quote-unquote paranoid. But our instincts are going 24/7, okay? We have instincts that work, and we are more instinctive than we are paranoid. So if you had to put money on, are you being paranoid, or is this instinct? I'd probably put money on instinct. Now, you know, when routine or habits change, you know, partner used to come home at 6 p.m. and now always comes home at 7, 8. Well, work is getting busier. That could be a concern. And I don't know what to tell you how to bring it up, because bringing it up straight out is probably the best way to do it. But a lot of times you're going to get a no. But I would, you know, how do you ask somebody if they're cheating? You know, the easiest way, yeah, you could get a private investigator. You could, you know, try to spy on him. And that's what a lot of people do. They spy on him. They don't want to bring that conversation up because they don't want to lose their spouse thinking or their partner thinking that they were, quote-unquote, paranoid. That's probably what more people are fear of. More people are fearful not of being cheated on, but of accusing somebody of cheating, lose them, when they didn't have to. And I'm going to tell you something. If that relationship is a good, strong relationship, you're not going to lose them asking if they're cheating. Okay? You're going to lose them if they are cheating. 1-877-DEATH-BELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, doctors are trying to find ways to save money. Well, get this. A shot of caffeine may help wake you up after anesthesia. Can you imagine waking up post-op out of anesthesia going, wait a second, coffee. $1.50 cup of coffee, please, over here. But they say that caffeine may help patients wake up more quickly after general anesthesia. Now, they did this in rats. They say adult rats were given a 3% concentration of a general anesthetic for 1 hour to simulate effects of brief surgical procedure. During the last 10 minutes of anesthetic exposure, they received an injection of either caffeine or a salt solution. The experiment was repeated 3 times with increasingly higher amounts of caffeine. Each time rats in the caffeine group woke faster than the others. Well, duh, I mean, how much money was spent on this study? At the highest dose, the rats in the caffeine group woke up 55% sooner than the control group. The researchers said caffeine appears to shorten anesthesia recovery times in 2 ways. One is, you guys should remember this, and I really need to give you guys a pop quiz. Caffeine boosts levels of cyclic adenosine monophosphate, cyclic AMP. And this is a compound that regulates cell function. Previous studies have found an increase in cyclic AMP level speeds recovery from general anesthesia. Plus, it also acts as an adenosine receptor antagonist. Nervous system activity slows when adenosine binds to its receptors, causing sleepiness. So caffeine competes, preventing the binding of adenosine, so that you're more awake. So the study was led by the University of Chicago researchers, was published online recently in the Journal of Neurophysiology. Now they say, according to Health News at U.S. News, it's important to remember that findings in little rat studies frequently fail to produce similar results in humans. Then why are they even reporting on it? I mean, don't get our hopes up that we could have a latte or a double shot espresso or a cappuccino after our, because I'm going to be having a hysterectomy. That's really what I'm worried about. Yeah, I need to have a hysterectomy. I don't know. It just, you guys have seen my uterus. What do I even have it for? To be honest, I mean, it's only, there's like moths up in there now. But I'm worried because I'm very busy. You know, and I got to be on air the next day. So I don't want the anesthesia to make me sleepy the whole time. So is something that I'm actually really excited about. But if I had to put my doctor hat on, which I'm supposed to be doing according to my boss, I take the doctor hat off, and I'm like, what the hell does this mean? All right, but if I'm going to try to, you know, act, right, academic here for a second, and by act, I mean with a capital A, act, I would be very concerned about any stimulatory mechanism right after deep sedation. Yeah, did you like how, look at all the syllables I used in that. D, that was a lot of syllables. It sounded pretty academic to me. Yeah, I know. Really academic. No, you're in deep, deep sedation, and then all of a sudden we're going to stimulate you with caffeine. What happens to the heart? I mean, you know, we like to gradually wake you up from anesthesia. Okay? The body has to cope, has to gradually, you know, become accustomed. Now, it's not that you get groggy, less groggy, less groggy, less groggy, wake up. Sometimes, you know, when the medicine half-life, you know, when your medicine gets metabolized, like the propofol, for example, you know, you may seem to wake up quicker. But, I would not recommend any jolt by any means. And they're not saying to do this while somebody would be under anesthesia. They're saying as they're coming through recovery and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I think I'm there. Because you actually wake up a few times before you realize you're actually woken up. You know, and then all of a sudden a nurse or the doctor is like, Dahlia, you there? Yeah, huh? There was a lot of scarring. What did you do back in college? Oh, well, I don't know. Are you awake? Yeah, I'm awake. All right, you did good. No cancer. Oh, really? No cancer? Oh, thank God. Good, thanks. All right, good. You get to go home soon, huh? What? Don't forget to pee and pass gas. Have you passed gas yet? I'm supposed to what? You have to pass gas or we can't let you go. I've had so many surgeries that that's like the conversation I always have. So I have to sit there when you have all these other people in recovery and you got to toot. Is it a soundproof cubicle? No, you're not. So you have to sit there and toot. Now, I understand some people have quiet toots. I can't predict that. I'm not going to take a chance. Plus, you're not really wearing any underwear. So, you know, you've had a lot of IV fluids, more IV fluids than you would usually take in. You're like, is anything else going to come out? So, not really fun and easy, but... All right, next. A Pennsylvania hospital has been cited in a boy's heating blanket death. Pennsylvania hospital is now being cited for the death of a six-year-old boy whose temperature soared to 107 degrees when he was under a special heating blanket. The child has not been identified but was brought to Penn State Hershey Medical Center with a below normal temperature. According to a statement issued by the hospital, the boy had ongoing complex and life-limiting health issues. He was placed in a bear hugger blanket, which raises the patient's temperature through forced hot air. In the statement, the hospital acknowledged that a review of his chart revealed his temperature had not been recorded once over a 10-hour period. After spending the night in the emergency department, his blood pressure dropped, and his temperature rose to 107 degrees, prompting escalation to the ICU and the pediatric ward. He, unfortunately, was admitted to the PEDS ICU the following morning, died several hours later. The health department said the hospital failed to report the boy's death until 77 days later, despite protocol calling for 24 hours notice. The hospital received 5 citations related to that case and has launched its own investigation. It has also limited use of the bear hugger blanket for pediatric patients. As a health system dedicated to providing the very best care, they say, we are deeply saddened that this death occurred. That is some frightening stuff. Nowadays, they are able to warm up those gowns. Now, before I have to have a colonoscopy or a surgery or whatever, the gown has a tube that can blow warm air into my gown and keep me warm so I'm not sitting there freezing. Hospitals have to be kept a little bit on the cold side so it doesn't allow as much bacteria to breed. So that's why you're cold. Plus, you're naked, you know. And, you know, if you're like me, you like to shave before you have surgery, okay? You don't really, you know, you don't really have hair keeping you warm. I don't know what I shave. I shave my upper lip. I don't know, okay? I just want to make sure that I don't. I shave my legs. I shave my underarms. You shave. And so you're going to be, unfortunately, more prone to getting cold. Heartbreaking that a little boy, I don't know what his medical problems were, though. I don't know what he had pre-existing, but just so frightening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say fewer nightly dreams may mean higher dementia risk in seniors. Seniors who spend less time each night in the dream stage of sleep may be more likely to succumb to dementia. Now, don't freak out. This doesn't mean that if you don't dream a lot, you have dementia. All right? But if you do notice that you aren't dreaming as much, all right? And gosh, I used to have real long, involved, vivid dreams. Now, I don't seem to dream that much. But then again, I got a cat's tail hitting me in the head. I got the dog rolling all over in the bed. Maybe that's why. But they say rapid eye movement sleep, or REM sleep, is the critical phase that occurs in intervals throughout the night through these cycles, and is characterized by more dreaming and rapid eye movements. According to author Matt Pace, he's senior research fellow at the Swinburne University of Technology in Australia, said we found that persons experiencing less of the sleep had an increased risk of developing dementia in the future. So ask grandma or grandpa or mom or dad about their dreams. Not the context. So, content. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.